it's time to share some more music because, of course, we're going to run out of time here for Song of the Soul.
Well, let's talk about Penelope. My first area of specialty in university was classical history and archaeology. And that came about because I had been a lover of legend and myth. And those stories are still very precious to me. I think all stories are there to reveal some sort of deeper truth that humans have figured out. And rather than saying, I am now going to tell you the truth, remember this thing, if we wrap that truth in a story or a song, it'll be easier to commit to memory, it'll be easier to call up. So this story references Penelope. Penelope was, you'll remember, the faithful wife of Odysseus, who went off to fight the Trojan War, went off rather unwillingly, I might add, to fight the Trojan War. And when the war was over, he took his own sweet time getting home again, waltzed all around the Mediterranean, having a great number of adventures with witches and goddesses and whirlpools and cyclops, and finally he came home. The thing that always bothered me was that he came home, he sort of walked in and said, I'm back, gives me the crown, thanks Penelope for taking care of the old place for the last 20-odd years, and I'm back, I'm the boss. And I wondered what she felt about that. So this song explores what she feels about that, and I had the most surprising discovery at the end of it.
I wake up and once more stand at the window. I've waited for months, and the months become years. Folks say you aren't coming back now or ever, but somehow it's you I still hear. You said once you loved me, you said for all time, if ever you'd given your heart, it was mine. I'm trying to be patient, faithful and hopeful, in case you should ever return. I'm not getting younger, the days feel like seasons. Sometimes it's springtime, and that is the worst. Folks say I ought to get on. Said I must bury you first. Day after day I sit at the loom. The shuttle sings on like the tides of the moon. I'm weaving your shroud, love, night I undo the threads just in case you return.
Mm-hmm.
backyard. He's hungry and weary and half-dressed in rags. The others ignore him, but I bring him water and ask him to set down his bags. You said once you loved me, said for all time, if ever you'd given your heart, it was mine. And it could be you finally returned from your journey, so listen while I tell you mine. Day after day I sat at the loom, weaving my dreams to the tides of the moon, and trusting the ongoing song of the shuttle that says love will always return. Singing along to the song of the shuttle and trusting that love would return.
Another something special from Patrice Han, Penelope, and it is from her latest CD, Bluest Blue. Patrice, the thing I note about that song versus the rest of the music I've heard by you, that one has a bit of a country music sound to it. Maybe Anne Margaret. Do you know who Anne Margaret is? I mean,
of course, I'm a woman of a certain age.
She's an incredible, beautiful singer, and take that as your own compliment, too.
Thank you. The thing that startled me about Penelope was that, and I should say my thanks to the musicians who played with me. Oh, my goodness. The bass player, again, is my dear friend Renee. My lovely husband is playing guitar. And while I wrote the piano part, Renee's wife, Jennifer Scott, who is a stunning musician, a glorious jazz vocalist and a stunning pianist, was in the studio that day, and so I just slid off the bench and said, Jen, would you play for me? And she did fabulously. The part about this song that startled me was that when I started thinking about Penelope, I started feeling really mad. And by the end of the song, I realized that the truth for me is that when you've said you love someone, that never stops, and that's the thing that takes you through all time. That love never stops.
And is that also your experience?
Yes. And there are times when I don't know that that's the truth, but I believe it is, so I'm waiting to be proved. I'm not waiting to be proved wrong. I know it's going to come true.